You're listening to Local Broke Girl on Casually Broke FM. All her audios are only present on her Reddit and Soundgasm account. So if you happen to be listening to this on another site, this has been re-uploaded without her permission. She would appreciate it if you listened and supported her from its original source. Thank you and enjoy the audio. Yeah, I'm tired. I kind of just... I don't know. I didn't really do much today. I mean, I studied for a bit, but like... I spend majority of my time watching fucking Drag Race episodes and stuff. Yeah, I know. You've been hearing me recite Shangela versus Mimi and First all day. I don't have a sugar daddy. I've never had a sugar daddy. If I wanted a sugar daddy, I probably could go out and get one because I am what? Sickening. You could never have a sugar daddy because you are not that kind of girl. Baby, everything I've had, I've worked for. Everything I've had, I've bought and I've worked for. I built myself from the ground up. Fucking bitch! And she throws a drink. I mean, I love how, like, she misses Mimi and Verse completely. Like, just, you know, or like at the very beginning when she throws the fucking lemon at Mimi and Verse, I'm like, oh my god, Shangela. But yeah, quite funny. Quite funny. That's what's in my brain. That's what's living in my brain, in my head, rent free, as of right now. I don't know. It's just fun to see, like, you know, like in a competition setting, like people getting creative, and you know, performing, entertaining. Like putting together outfits and everything, like that's what I really enjoy watching about Drag Race as opposed to like America's Next Top Model. Like sure, photo shoots are nice, but you know, I also like seeing queens like creating and stuff. Like, I'm very drawn to like their process and all that shit. Even though I probably and do it, like, you know, I can't sew to save my life, and like I can like talk about like a fucking stitch for whatever reasons, but I probably couldn't sew one myself, you know. I'll be like, no, you gotta bring like the fucking Stanislavski some realism into like your acting, or you gotta be like completely over the top. Well, not over the top, but like, you know, breaking the fourth wall and questioning social techniques, social constructs of Brecht or whatever. Like looking from a fucking like check off of some shit, you know. Like, yeah, I'm so artsy. I'm so quirky. LOL, so random. Yeah, I don't know. It's just nice to kind of like watch these things and see people get creative. Yeah. And funnily enough, as much as I love reality TV, I've never watched like any cooking competitions before. I've watched like a couple episodes of like MasterChef and all that shit, but I never actually like got into it. Maybe we should, like, I've watched episodes of fucking, what's that, Kitchen Nightmares, and what was the hotel one, Hotel Hell, I think, it's still pretty funny, love the drama. Okay, but enough about, like, reality TV. What's up with you? How's your day been? Even though, you know, we saw each other, like, majority of the day because, yeah. But yeah, what's up? Okay. Okay. That's cool, that's cool. Oh, at least, you know, it's just one part of the weekend done. We still have Sunday, which is, like, in, like, an hour. We can have, like, a little lion, if you want. Yeah, clap those cheeks, as some might say. Very funny. We'll see how we feel in the morning. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything weird. Okay, fine, yeah, I'm like tracing your lips with my fingers, but still. They're soft. They're really soft. I'm trying to eat my finger? No. No, I've been bit. I'm gonna turn. Yeah, you're a zombie. Yeah, you have pretty lips. I know, like, the standard is to go for, like, oh, you have such beautiful eyes, but no, I'm fucking quirky. Like, no, don't go. I don't know, I'm not tired yet. I kind of just want to lie here and be useless. Wow, okay, nice. Okay, good to know that you think I'm, like, useless all the fucking time, okay, bitch. Don't you insult me like that, fucker. Yeah, so what? Even if I took, like, a 2-hour nap, like, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, I'm still tired. I can't help it. I don't know, like, I guess my energy is all, like, gets drained a lot easier, maybe. Yeah, oh well, what can I do? I'll bring it out in, like, my next, like, therapy session or something. Yeah, I'm not gonna be able to see her until, like, a month, because, like, firstly, I'm broke, secondly, I have no time. Yeah, I can't believe you fucking forced me to go. I mean, yes, I know it's good for me and all that jazz, but, like, oof. I'm only gonna be here for, like, what? Now it's November, December. Yeah, like, 3 more months. Like, I don't know, and okay, fine, you're right, I should get help when I need help. And then when I move, when I go back to my dorm, you know, I just have to find, like, a new therapist. That's expensive. That's what happens when you're like on like a fucking like student visa and shit. Okay, no, that's not what happens. No, like, okay, I don't understand why like their national health insurance doesn't cover mental health. Like, should be expensive as fuck for like butt fuck reason. But yeah, yeah. I promise, I will go see a therapist or a counselor. Like, you know, once I hit back, okay? And I know you'll personally fly over and make sure that I find a therapist, alright? I'd be happy if you flew over as well. Yeah. What did she tell me? Oh, she says that I have to work on, like, receiving compliments better. Like, because there is, I do have a little bit of like the fucking imposter syndrome shit. Yeah, I'm the fucking imposter, which you like open up my, I don't fucking know, open up like half my body and like a spear like pierces you through your eye or something like that. To like shoot you with a gun. Okay, whatever. Yeah, it's kind of like, what do you call it? It's like you work really hard to do something, and then like, you know, you produce like, you work very hard to craft like this like quality piece, and then you're afraid that like when they expect you to churn out immediately, you're just like, you know. It's like, have I created this expectation of myself that I can't live up to? And people are just gonna like see that I'm actually a fraud. So honestly, I don't even know why you're still here. like, I don't know, like, I do think I was a lot more outgoing over text than I was like in person. I mean, yeah, like, you know, I mean, I don't know, it's so much easier to be, like, fun and flirty over text, and then you meet the person in real life, and you're just, like, my brain is, like, lagging so much, like, out of nerves, and also in general, like, my brain moves really slowly, which is why, like, I really can't do debates or, like, model UN, because I can't come over bottles fast enough, like, it actually, like, fucking sucks, you know? But yeah. Like, I hate it. Yeah, I ruined a lot of, like, potential relationships because of that. And for some reason, you were fucking attracted to it, you fucking weirdo. Well, now you're stuck with me, so that's your personal problem. Just want to like sleep now. Or you know, we could totally just like lie here and be useless for like 3 hours and then wonder why we're still awake And then, like, wake up at, like, 8 in the morning and be like, why am I so tired? And then go back to sleep. And then we're just going to waste another day. Sounds like a plan. Never. Let's just lie here and be useless then.